Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Thursday. Here's KSRM's Adriana Hernandez-Santana.
The Kenai Peninsula chapter of Trout Unlimited is set to host its second fishing and outdoor gear swap this Saturday, May 11th from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Soldotna Creek Park. According to Dave Atchison, the chapter's outreach coordinator, Trout Unlimited is teaming up with the Kenai Watershed Forum to collect donations or items for potential commission.
This year, we extended it to outdoor gear of any kind so people could donate. Or we can sell it for them, too, if they have something that they want to sell, and we'll take a percentage, or they'll see how much they want for it, and then, you know, we'll tack on, you know, 10% or something. Or they can just donate it, and then we'll sell it, and the money goes to the chapter.
Items like kayaks, paddles, rods, sleeping bags, tents, and camp stoves will be eligible for this event. If you would like to coordinate an item drop-off for the event, contact Brandon from the Kenai Watershed Forum or visit this story at RadioKenai.com for more drop-off opportunities. Could Alaska be the final destination for Japan's carbon pollution? To answer that question, we turn to KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
For decades, Alaska shipped liquefied natural gas to Japan, which burned the fuel to generate power and also generated ample climate warming carbon emissions. Now the Biden administration wants to study whether those Japanese emissions could be captured, liquefied, and shipped back to Alaska. There, they'd be injected and locked away underground in Cook Inlet, just west of Anchorage, to help stem the warming climate. Officials from the U.S. Department of Energy announced on Tuesday at an Anchorage workshop that they're starting a formal study of the concept, building on Japan-U.S. cooperative agreements announced by the White House last month. Assistant Secretary for the Department of Energy's Office of Fossil Energy and Carbon Management, Brad Crabtree, spoke on Tuesday to an audience at Anchorage's Sheraton Hotel that, in addition to Alaska policymakers and fossil fuel executives, included some 15 representatives of Japan's energy industries and government. The Department of Energy's new study is a reflection of the growing interest in injecting and storing climate-warning carbon pollution in underground reservoirs in Alaska, a trend amplified in part by provisions in President Biden's signature climate law to incentivize greater use of the technology. Many climate advocates are skeptical of carbon storage's potential to meaningfully reduce global warming, saying it's expensive, unproven on a large scale, and enables continued dependence on fossil fuels. Oil companies have long injected carbon into their reservoirs to help extract more petroleum, but the federal government has licensed very few projects solely dedicated to storing carbon to keep it out of the atmosphere. As of September, the EPA had issued just two permits that have led to projects both in Illinois. Find out more by visiting this story at RadioKenai.com. For KSRM News, I'm Nick Sorrell.
The Kenai Peninsula Borough will host a hazardous waste day collection on Saturday, May 11th from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Central Peninsula Landfill in Soldotna. This event is offered to minimize harmful toxins entering the landfill. It's free to households. Businesses will be charged a fee. Also, households with 55 gallons or more must pre-register. The Hazardous Waste Disposal Program allows households and small businesses to dispose of hazardous waste and chemicals properly. Improper disposal can contaminate water supplies, cause explosions and fires, and seriously threaten waste collection workers. According to Lee Fry, the solid waste director for the Kenai Peninsula Borough, this event happens 7 times a year, and it's a great opportunity to properly dispose of hazardous materials instead of putting them in landfills, where they can cause long-term effects.
Antifreeze, hazardous liquids, chemicals, pesticides, things like that that you've been storing around your house, if you'd like to bring those in. We get a lot of paint on these days, so we can bring those in at these times.
Coming up, we'll take a look at your top news headlines from Friday.